Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve Gems. And how are you today? I trust your day has gone well. And tomorrow will be the first day of spring, or you will love spring weather. Today here in the Northeast, kind of cool, but after today, the rest of the week will be pretty warm. 50 and 60. Today I'm going to read from Matthew 26 through 36 to 46. Matthew 26, 36 to 46. And Jesus went out with them to a place called Bethany. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, Zebedee, James and John, and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved. You will remain here and stay away from me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass me. Yet that I, what I want, yet not what I want, but what you want." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So, you will not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray, that you may not come into the time of trial. Peter is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." Again he went away the second time and prayed, "My Father, this cannot pass unless they be wicked, your will be done." Again he came and found them sleeping, so their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same word. Then he came to the disciples and said, "Are you still sleeping and taking the rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Prayer is at hand." The words of God, the message of God. Amen. I'm going to focus here on verses 39 and 42. As you read here, Jesus is gone to the garden. He's come to pray because he knew that his time to be crucified was coming. Nevertheless, he was grieved by it and agitated. Now, you might say, "Well, how, if he knew what was going to happen, how come he's supposed to be the Son of God?" Yes, he is. He is the Son of God, but also he's a man. He had flesh too. So he felt pain, he felt anger, he felt hurt. People were hurt. So he knows what we felt. And when I read the words, it was, "My Father, it's possible to come back to me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." I mean, I'm sure he wanted, if there's any other way he could do this, I'm sure that Jesus would have done it. But the second part of this, "Yet not what I want, but what you want." Now, that takes a lot of courage to say that. So here he was, he wanted to find another way to go through this, but yet he knew what was right ahead, he knew what he had to do. And so he said these words to him, "What I want from what you want." I'm sure in that situation that some of us have gone through where he didn't want to go through. He said, I don't want to go through this. And there may be situations where wonder if he could handle it. You know, that that bosses a pain in the neck. You know, some ordeal that you have to go through. Some, as far as not being friends during the one, what, realizing that the transgender or a different gender sexuality, what you're going through, you know, coming to terms or accepting yourself if you are this. And it can be hard. But there comes a time where we have to decide what we want and what God wants for us. One of verse 42, you look there after we found the disciples sleeping. You know, he warned them to stay awake and pray. Because, you know, their flesh, the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. So I look at that and say, well, he said, I want to do this, but I don't have the strength to do it. A good example of that is Peter. Peter had said that he would never deny Jesus, but yet he did. I mean, his spirit was willing. That spirit was there. He didn't want to, but it ended up that he did because his flesh, you know, he's depending on his flesh, you know, instead of his spirit. And then in verse 42, when he repeated, my Father, and I pass, unless I drink it, your will be done. Jesus accepted his faith, if you will. Now, there are some things that we're going to have to go through. You know, we have to go through. It's painful, yes. It can be painful, yes. If I mean losing something, you know, I can relate to people who lost loved ones. I can relate to those people who are LGBT who lost, you know, who are rejected by their family simply because of who they are. You know, that's very painful. You know, I look at my life, and this was quite a journey for me. As I mentioned before, I came out as an adult. I was in my 50s. And I didn't know how this was going to turn out. But the one thing I did know was I had to go on. No, this is God's will for my life. I didn't understand it all. But, you know, I asked God for guidance on this. And he had me to proceed on. And sometimes we'll have to do this, you know, we have to do this. We have to go on, move on. Do you ever think that maybe that this is your journey, this is the journey that you're on? Look at my own life as a journey. Now, this was coming out as trans. I never even imagined this part of it. I never even imagined it. But it's things in my mind. But I accepted this is what God has for me. And each one of us has our own journey. Each one of us has to play not my will, but your will, God. And God has a plan for each and every one of us. You know, God has a plan for me, God has a plan for you, God has a plan for you. It may not always be easy. You know, it can be difficult, but consider the options. If you want to go stay in the life that you're in, you know, or you're not happy, or you're not miserable, or it's causing you anguish, or would you go on because you know there's something better ahead? But you realize you can't go back to where you were. You know, you can't go back to where you were. But then again, you realize you can't stay where you are now. So there's only one logical conclusion. Move forward. This is what Jesus did. You know, he prayed. He asked God, you know, he saw any way we could do this in a different way. But then he said, not my will, but your will, God. And that's what he did. And we all know what's happened when he did, when he went to the cross. He died. No, he turned the whole world upside down. No, we had the free, no, we, God gave us a way where we could come, where he could change our lives, come into our lives, and be free from the guilt of sin, the condemnation of sin. Now, whoever accepts him, has him in their life, no, they're guaranteed to be in the kingdom of God. And it's been a life changer for millions of people throughout all eons. And I thank God for what has happened. Many wonderful blessings have happened. And, you know, and just remember, God is with you during this time. He's with you, you know, he'll elevate you, he'll never forsake you, he'll always be by your side. That's the beauty of God, he's always with you, even the most trying of circumstances. And he'll be with you as you go through your journey. And this is Genevieve Jones, and I pray that this lesson has helped you. And I just pray that you look into God, you pray into Him, whatever God puts on your heart, let's move ahead. This is Genevieve Jones, and I look forward to getting on our next episode. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.